I'm alone, a widow. I don't have anybody to help me. 86 years old, I don't have much.
Margaret Hampson is one of more than 400,000 senior citizens living in the Pinellas and Pasco County area. They are facing cuts from everything to local Meals on Wheels program to Medicaid and Medicare funding. The harsh reality facing many senior citizens brought one caregiver to tears. Elizabeth Faubert worries how the changes to local and state services will affect her 90-year-old mother.
For me, it's just kind of scary, you know, to think. I'm having a very hard time talking about this. You know, if somebody's older and they can't do everything for themselves, then just put them in a facility. And I don't believe in that. There's just like this small part of our society that deals with taking care of our children and our seniors. And I think that, you know, it would be better if we all took responsibility. And it's an area that I don't know that much about. So I'm learning as I'm taking care of my mom. But I want, you know, I think what would happen if something happened to me, you know, who would take care of my mom? And also what's going to happen to people my age? I'm going to be 50 this year. And I think, who's going to take care of me?
Senator Fasano says there are many issues facing our senior citizens, not only locally, but also across the state and country.
Whether it be Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, of course, we're reading about property insurance companies, along with Citizens, wants to raise the homeowners' premiums by thousands of percent. There's no way that our senior citizens that are on a fixed income, those that haven't seen a raise in their Social Security check for many years, can afford these type of increases. Somebody has to be an advocate. Someone has to speak out on behalf of them.
Fasano adds the increased cost of property insurance will force many to forego homeowners insurance altogether, leaving them exposed to a total loss in the event of a hurricane or other disaster. Fasano also took some time to speak about the new Medicaid-Medicare package passed in the last legislative session. He says it started out questionable, but he's happy with the final results of the deal.
Takes into consideration our senior citizens, makes certain the Area Agency on Aging and other nonprofit organizations can create their own HMO or managed care program and be able to compete with the larger HMO companies. Let's make certain that we don't push them out. They're doing a good job for our seniors. Let's make sure that they continue to do that good work.
Fasano emphasized the real changes will come in the upcoming months, when local and state governments uncover where and what is going to be cut.
And we've got to keep a very close eye on what cuts are actually going to take place. And notice in the package that was passed, nowhere in that package does it talk, is specific of cuts. They talk that we're going to reduce. Then they created this committee of 12 that is supposed to come back with recommendations in November. And if they don't, or the Congress doesn't take any action, that there'll be additional reductions and automatic reductions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those automatic reductions are going to come from areas that are recurring. And those areas are, of course, our health and human service areas that provide programs for our senior citizens.